Hey everyone, welcome back. You ever imagine like a phone that's so secure it makes Fort Knox look like a cardboard box? That's what Nitrophone is trying to do, and today we're going to dive deep into their fact sheet and see if they can actually deliver.
Sounds good.
So, one name on this fact sheet really caught my eye: Edward Snowden. Apparently, he's a fan of Graphene OS, which is the operating system that the Nitrophone uses.
That's a pretty big endorsement.
I know, right?
Yeah, Snowden's not a name you see thrown around lightly,
No.
especially when it comes to tech products.
Yeah, and he even mentions like desoldering microphones for like ultimate privacy.
Wow, that's, yeah, that's
Intense.
next level.
It is.
Talk about taking security seriously.
Yeah, but you know, it shows how far some people are willing to go.
For sure.
So,
Yeah, let's dive into the specifics.
okay, let's
What
start.
kind of features are we talking about here?
Well, fact sheet lists a ton of security features, starting with the phone arriving in a sealed box.
Oh, wow. So tamper-proof right from the
Yeah,
start.
exactly. And then they have this thing called an automatic kill switch.
Interesting. What is that?
It's like a self-destruct button for all your data if your phone is ever lost or stolen.
That's pretty reassuring.
I know, right? They even have a scrambled PI layout,
Oh, what is that for?
so someone can't steal your code just by watching you type it in.
Oh, so like shoulder surfing.
Exactly, like those sneaky shoulder surfers you see sometimes.
Yeah, that's actually way more common than people think.
It is.
So that's a smart move on their part.
For sure.
But it doesn't stop there. They go even further with things like verified boot and sandboxing apps,
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
making sure you're running genuine software.
Right.
And even if like a rogue app sneaks in, it can't just wreak havoc on your whole system.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're not messing around.
Okay, so we talked about software, but what about the hardware?
Ah, yes, the hardware.
This is where it gets a little crazy.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They offer the option to physically remove the microphones, the
Well,
sensors, and even the cameras.
really?
Yeah.
I mean, is that going too far?
I don't know.
For the average person, maybe?
Yeah.
But think about it for a second.
Okay.
Your phone essentially becomes like this impenetrable island,
Oh, wow.
immune to any kind of like remote audio or visual surveillance.
Yeah, that's true.
A pretty bold statement.
It is.
But how far they're willing to go for privacy?
It really is.
It comes down to choice, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, how much privacy are you willing to kind of pay for in terms of convenience?
Exactly. And speaking of things you might have to give up,
Oh.
let's talk about the elephant in the room. No Google.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
I
A
know.
major selling point for some,
Definitely.
but maybe a deal breaker for others.
For sure, but they found a way to allow what they call sandboxed installations of like the essential Google apps.
Okay, so you can still use things like Maps or Gmail.
Right, but in this really secure, isolated environment.
So it's all about finding that balance
Yeah.
between security and functionality.
For sure. So it's not a complete digital detox from Google,
Right.
but it sounds like you have a lot more control over what data those apps can actually access.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Okay, but what about updates?
That's a good question.
Because most phones are lucky if they get like 2 years of security patches.
Right.
Nitrophone promises 7 years of security updates.
Wow.
I know.
That's unheard of.
It is, and it's a breath of fresh air, you
Yeah.
know? In a world of planned obsolescence, it
Totally.
shows they care about sustainability.
Yeah, you're not just buying a phone, you're investing in long-term security.
Exactly. 7 years. I'm impressed.
Me too.
But let's be honest, this level of security is probably not for everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
The fact sheet actually lists their target audience, and it seems like they're going after a very specific niche.
I mean, let's take a look at that list.
Okay.
It might give us a clearer picture of who they consider their ideal user.
Okay, so here it is. People who want a truly private smartphone without Google or Apple,
Okay.
executives, VIPs, and professionals who need to protect sensitive data.
Makes sense.
Companies and authorities seeking top-notch security, journalists, activists, and NGOs working in sensitive environments, and anyone else deeply concerned about their digital privacy.
So a pretty wide
It
range,
is.
but there's definitely a common thread there.
Yeah, they're all people who have a strong reason to prioritize security and privacy above everything else.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder,
What's that?
are we at a point where these extreme security measures are becoming a necessity for certain people?
That's a great question.
It is something to think about.
Yeah, but before we get too deep into that,
Okay.
there's one more thing on the fact sheet that caught my eye.
Oh, what is that?
MDM software.
MDM. Okay, what is that?
It stands for Mobile Device Management.
Okay.
And it's basically for managing a whole bunch of nitrophones at once.
Oh, so for like companies or government agencies?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Makes sense.
And in keeping with their whole like transparency thing,
right,
the MDM software is open source.
Of course it is.
So anyone can actually inspect the code.
Which is great.
Yeah. They even mentioned that GE Healthcare is a customer.
Oh, wow.
Shows they're attracting some pretty serious players.
For sure.
Okay, so Nitrophone is serious about security.
Yeah, that much is clear.
But I'm curious.
You're thinking.
Is this like a glimpse into the future of smartphones?
Mm.
Or is it just a niche product for like the ultra paranoid?
I mean, it's too early to say for sure.
Yeah.
But it definitely raises some important questions about where the tech industry is headed.
It does.
Like, are we heading towards a world where extreme security is just the norm?
Right.
Or will Nitrophone remain like an outlier?
That is the question.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell. Well, I, for one, am fascinated to see how this all plays out.
You too.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's dig a little deeper into some of these key features and discuss their real-world implications.
Sounds good.
Are you ready to dive back in?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's unpack some of this and see how it actually translates into tangible benefits for users.
Okay, let's do it.
Awesome. Let's start with the, like, no Google aspect, because I know that's a big one for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
Like, imagine a world where your phone isn't constantly tracking you.
Right.
Your location, yeah. Your searches, all your moves.
Yeah.
That's the promise of a phone without Google services.
It sounds really liberating.
It does.
But also kind of daunting.
Yeah, I get that.
Google is like so integrated into our lives.
Right.
How do you function without Google Maps or the Play Store?
It's definitely a change, but not as drastic as you might think.
Okay.
Nitrophone allows for something called sandboxed installation of essential Google apps.
Hmm. Okay.
So you can still access like Maps and Gmail.
Oh, okay.
But with much tighter control over what data they can access.
So it's not a complete break from Google, but more like setting some firm boundaries.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I like that.
So what about other apps?
Yeah, how do you get those without the Play Store?
That's where alternative app stores come in.
Okay.
Nitrophone supports stores like F-Droid, which focuses on like open source and privacy-friendly apps.
Okay.
You might be surprised by the variety of apps available.
Really?
From productivity tools to games.
Wow.
All without sacrificing your privacy.
That's pretty cool. Are there any like drawbacks to that?
I mean, there might be some limitations.
Okay.
Certain apps rely heavily on Google Play services for things like push notifications or location tracking.
Right.
Those apps might not function perfectly.
Okay.
In a de-Googled environment.
So it's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Convenience versus control.
Exactly. Just set it perfectly.
That makes me think about all those times I've like mindlessly granted permissions to apps.
Oh, yeah.
Without really thinking about it.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
I mean, we've become so used to this data-hungry nature of technology that we often just hand over our information without a second thought.
It's true.
Nitrophone forces you to be more deliberate, more conscious of your digital footprint.
I like that.
It's like taking back control of your data destiny.
Yeah, I like that a lot, actually.
Speaking of control, let's talk about those optional hardware modifications.
Oh, yeah.
Removing the microphones, cameras, even the wireless modules.
Is that a bit extreme?
I mean, it certainly is.
Yeah.
But for individuals who need absolute certainty that they're not being monitored,
right,
it's an option.
So, like, who are we talking about here?
Think about, like, high-profile executives.
Okay.
Journalists working on, like, really sensitive stories or activists in, like, repressive regimes.
Yeah.
For them, that extra layer of physical security could be a lifesaver.
Yeah, that's true. I can see how it would appeal to those people. But for, like, the average person, it seems like a drastic step.
It is.
Would you ever consider doing that?
It's a personal choice. I wouldn't judge anyone for making it.
Right.
But it highlights this need for greater transparency and control over the data collecting capabilities of our devices.
For sure.
Even if you don't go to the extremes of, like, physically modifying your phone.
Right.
Understanding your options and making informed choices is empowering.
Absolutely. It's all about knowing what's possible and what you're comfortable with.
Exactly.
So let's shift gears a bit and talk about the long-term security updates.
Okay.
7 years is a huge commitment from Nitrophone.
It's a game changer.
It is.
Especially when you consider the environmental impact of like our throwaway tech culture.
Right.
Most phones are designed to become obsolete in a few years.
Yeah.
Leading to mountains of e-waste.
It's true.
Nitrophone's approach is refreshing.
It really is.
It's about sustainability, security, and respecting the investment you make in a device.
Yeah, it makes you wonder why more companies aren't doing this.
I know, right?
Like, who wouldn't want a phone that lasts longer and remains secure for years?
Exactly. It aligns perfectly with, I think, what our listeners care about.
For sure.
Consumers are becoming more aware of the environmental and ethical implications of their tech choices.
Yes, they are.
And Nitrophone is capping into that growing sentiment.
It's about building trust and a long-term relationship with their users.
Exactly.
Speaking of their users, they list a pretty specific target audience in their fact sheet.
Right. Let's revisit that list.
Okay.
It includes people who want a truly private smartphone.
Okay.
Free from Google or Apple.
Uh-huh.
Executives and professionals handling sensitive data.
Right.
Companies and authorities needing top-notch security.
Yeah.
And journalists, activists, and NGOs working in challenging environments.
So it's a diverse group.
It is.
But with a common need for security and privacy.
Absolutely. And it makes you realize the stakes are incredibly high for some people.
They really are.
Think about a journalist working on an exposé.
Okay.
That could expose corruption or an activist organizing protests.
Right.
In a country with strict censorship.
Yeah.
Their phone is not just a communication tool. It's a lifeline.
Wow. That's a powerful way to put it.
It is.
So digital security is not just about protecting your shopping list or social media posts.
It can have real world consequences.
It's a sobering reminder for sure.
It is.
But what about the rest of us?
Yeah.
Those who aren't journalists or activists or high profile executives.
The average person.
Yeah. Do we need this level of security?
It's a question everyone needs to answer for themselves.
That's true.
But think about how much of your life is stored on your phone.
Hmm.
Your contacts, your photos, your emails, your financial information.
It's all there.
It's all vulnerable.
Yeah, that is a scary thought.
It is.
We take for granted the amount of information we entrust to these devices.
Right. And with data breaches becoming more common.
Yeah.
It's clear that traditional security measures aren't enough.
I agree. Nitrophone is pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
They are.
In terms of security and privacy.
For sure. And even if you don't go for their most extreme options.
Yeah.
Their approach highlights the need for greater awareness and control over our digital lives.
Absolutely. It's a wake-up call.
It is.
But let's not get too doom and gloom here.
Okay.
There are things we can all do to improve our digital security.
Right.
Even without a Nitrophone.
Well, simple steps like using strong passwords, enabling two-factor authentication, and being mindful of the permissions you grant to apps can make a big difference.
Yeah, they can. Okay. And staying informed about the latest threats.
Yes. Absolutely.
Knowledge is power, as they say.
It is.
But let's be honest. Sometimes even the most tech-savvy people make mistakes.
We're all human.
That's true.
We click on a phishing link. We download a dodgy app. We forget to update our software.
It happens.
It does. But that's why it's important to have layers of security in place.
Yeah.
No single measure is foolproof.
Right.
But a combination of strong passwords, vigilant behavior, and privacy-focused tools can significantly reduce your risk.
So it's about having a multifaceted approach.
Exactly.
Okay.
Speaking of privacy-focused tools.
Yes.
Nitrophone also offers this interesting MDM software.
Right. MDM.
Which stands for Mobile Device Management.
Yes, and it's basically for managing a fleet of Nitrophones.
That's right. Designed for organizations that need to manage and secure multiple devices, corporations or government agencies.
Okay.
And true to form, their MDM software is open source.
Of course.
Allowing for transparency and customization.
They even highlight GE Healthcare as a customer.
They do.
Which is a pretty big name to have on board.
It is. It shows they're attracting some serious players who prioritize security.
They are.
It's a testament to the quality and reliability of their solutions.
For sure.
They're not just catering to a niche market. They're also providing enterprise-grade security.
So whether you're a high-profile executive, a concerned citizen, or a multinational corporation, Nitrophone seems to have something to offer.
They do.
It's a pretty compelling proposition.
It is. But what about the flip side?
Mm.
What are the potential drawbacks of going down this road of extreme security?
That's a good question.
Well, there's the obvious one, convenience.
Uh-huh.
Some of the features, like removing cameras or microphones,
right,
come with a significant trade-off in terms of functionality.
Yeah, that's true.
And using a phone without Google services requires a willingness to adapt and explore alternative solutions.
So it's like choosing the scenic route over the highway.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
You might have to take a few detours.
Right.
But the journey could be more rewarding in the end.
I agree, but for some people, that extra effort might not be worth it.
Right. It's a personal decision.
Yes.
But even if you decide that Nitrophone isn't right for you,
yeah,
their approach highlights the importance of being more conscious of our digital footprint,
mm-hmm,
and the choices we make.
It's about taking control, being informed,
yeah,
and making decisions that align with your values.
Exactly.
You know, one thing that really stood out to me about Nitrophone?
Yeah, what's that?
Is their commitment to transparency.
Oh, absolutely.
They go above and beyond to provide information,
yep,
and build trust. Their website is packed with documentation about their products and their security practices.
Yeah, and they're constantly engaging with users on social media, answering questions, addressing concerns.
It's refreshing to see a company that's so open and honest about what they do.
It is. It makes you feel like you can actually trust them with your data.
It does, but let's be realistic. No system is 100% secure.
That's true.
Hmm.
There's always a risk, no matter what measures you take.
Right.
But Nitrophone is minimizing that risk as much as humanly possible.
Yeah.
And they're doing it in a way that's transparent and accountable.
They're not just saying, trust us.
Right.
They're showing you how they're earning that trust.
Exactly. And for me, that's a huge part of what makes them so appealing.
I agree.
It's a powerful differentiator in an industry that's often shrouded in secrecy.
Yeah.
And plagued by data breaches.
That's true.
Nitrophone is saying, we're doing things differently. We're prioritizing privacy and security above all else.
And they're backing it up with concrete actions.
They are.
You know, as we've been discussing Nitrophone and their approach to security,
yeah,
I keep thinking about this quote from Edward Snowden.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Arguing that you don't care about privacy because you have nothing to hide is no different than saying you don't care about free speech because you have nothing to say.
Wow. That's a powerful analogy.
It is.
It reframes the entire conversation about privacy.
It does.
It's not about hiding something.
Well, all right.
It's about having the right to control your own information,
yeah,
and your own digital identity.
It's about autonomy, freedom,
yeah,
and dignity in the digital age.
It is. And that's a message that resonates with me.
It resonates with me, too.
And I think it resonates with a growing number of people around the world,
yeah,
who are waking up to the importance of privacy and digital rights.
It's a movement that's gaining momentum.
It-
and Nitrophone is at the forefront, paving the way for a more ethical and secure digital future.
They're showing that it's possible to create technology that empowers users rather than exploiting them.
I love that.
And they're doing it with transparency, integrity, and a deep respect for their users.
It's a breath of fresh air.
It is, in a tech landscape that often feels suffocating.
It does.
But let's get back to the practicalities.
Okay.
What are some specific examples of how Nitrophone's features translate into real-world benefits for users?
Yeah, let's talk about that. You know, as we've been like dissecting this Nitrophone,
yeah,
it's become clear that it's more than just a phone,
right,
with a bunch of security features tacked on.
It's a whole different philosophy,
yeah,
of how technology should interact with our lives.
It really is.
It's like they sat down and said, okay,
mm-hmm,
what if we designed a phone,
yeah,
that actually prioritizes the user's privacy and security,
man,
above everything else?
Yeah. And then they actually did it.
They did.
It's a refreshing change.
It is.
From the whole, like,
move fast and break thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about one area,
okay,
where that philosophy really shines through.
Right. I'm listening.
Communication. In a world of constant connectivity,
okay,
keeping,
yeah,
your conversations private is more important than ever.
Couldn't agree more.
So how does Nitrophone handle that?
Well, they tackle it head on.
Okay.
With support for end-to-end encrypted messaging apps.
Oh, so like what kind of apps are we talking about?
Like Signal.
Okay.
And their own Nitro Chat.
Oh, wow. They have their own.
They do.
That's interesting. So what did those apps do?
These apps ensure that your messages are scrambled.
Okay.
In a way that only the intended recipient can unscramble them.
So even the app providers can't see what you're saying.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it's like,
it's like having a secret conversation in a crowded room.
Yeah.
But instead of whispering, you're using like an unbreakable code.
I like that analogy. But what about those of us who want, like, even more control over our data? You want to go even deeper.
Yeah. Is there a way to like avoid relying on third-party apps altogether?
That's where the option to run your own Matrix server comes in.
Ah, wow, your own server.
Yeah.
That's intense. Okay, what is Matrix?
Matrix is an open source protocol
for
decentralized communication.
Uh-huh.
And with Nitrophone, you can set up your own server.
Wow.
Giving you complete control over your data.
Okay.
And who has access to it.
So it's like creating your own private communication network.
Exactly. Your own little digital fortress.
I like it.
Where you set the rules.
So you're saying even with all that,
yeah,
encrypted messaging, private servers, your internet traffic can still be monitored.
It can.
So that's where a VPN comes in.
You got it.
Okay.
Nitrophone strongly recommends using a VPN.
Okay. So for those who don't know,
yeah,
what is a VPN?
VPN stands for Virtual Private Network.
Yeah.
And it encrypts all your internet traffic
and
routes it through a secure server, making it much harder for anyone to track your online activity.
So it's like putting on a digital disguise.
Exactly. Masking your IP address,
right,
making it look like you're browsing from a different location.
It's amazing how many layers of security they've built into this thing.
It is. It goes beyond just the technical features, though.
It does.
There's a whole philosophy behind Nitrophone.
Okay.
That challenges how we think about technology.
How so?
It's a pushback against the surveillance capitalism model.
Uh-huh.
Where our data is constantly being harvested and monetized.
Yes. Yeah.
Nitrophone is saying you have a right to privacy. You have a right to control your own data.
It's really empowering.
It is. It's like taking back ownership of your digital self.
Yeah. But let's be realistic.
Okay.
Nitrophone isn't going to single-handedly overthrow the tech giants.
Right.
Or solve the global privacy crisis.
It's not a magic bullet.
No, but it's a powerful symbol.
It is a symbol of resistance.
Yeah.
It shows that alternatives exist.
Right.
That it's possible to create technology that respects our privacy and puts users in control.
It's a message that needs to be heard.
It does. It's a beacon of hope.
It is.
In a world that can feel like it's slipping into a dystopian surveillance state.
Okay, so speaking of hope, one of the things I find really hopeful about Nitrophone is their commitment to open source.
Oh, yes. Open source.
Yeah.
It's all about transparency and collaboration.
Right.
With open source software.
Yeah.
Anyone can inspect the code, identify potential vulnerabilities.
Okay.
And contribute to its development.
It's the opposite of that black box approach.
It is.
That so many tech companies take.
Yeah. So it's not just about security.
Right.
It's about trust.
Exactly. You can see what's going on under the hood.
Yeah.
Which builds confidence that there are no hidden back doors or shady practices.
Exactly.
But let's be honest, open source has a reputation
for
being geeky and complex.
It does.
So is Nitrophone user-friendly enough for the average person?
They've done a great job of making it accessible.
Okay, good.
The interface is clean and intuitive,
and
they provide excellent documentation and support.
So you don't need to be a tech whiz to use a Nitrophone.
Not at all.
Okay, good to know. So as we've been diving deep into the Nitrophone, we've touched on some pretty heavy topics.
We have.
Surveillance, privacy, digital rights.
Yeah, it's a lot to process.
It is. What's your takeaway from all this?
I think it boils down to this.
Okay.
We're at a crossroads. The choices we make today about the technologies we use,
right,
the companies we support, will shape the future of privacy and digital freedom.
Yeah, that's powerful.
We can either passively accept the status quo,
right,
of surveillance and data exploitation.
Or we can demand better.
We can.
I like that, but it can feel really overwhelming.
I get that.
Like one person can't really make a difference.
It can feel that way.
So what can our listeners actually do to protect their privacy and take back control of their data?
Well, first and foremost, awareness is key.
Okay.
Educate yourself about how your data is being collected and used.
Okay. So like read privacy policies, pay attention to app permissions.
Exactly. Be mindful of your digital footprint.
So it's like being a savvy shopper, reading the labels before you buy.
Exactly. And just like you might choose organic produce or fair trade coffee.
Yeah.
You can choose technology that aligns with your values.
I like that.
Support companies that prioritize privacy and security.
Mm-hmm.
Use privacy-focused apps and services, and advocate for stronger privacy laws.
So it's about voting with your wallet and your voice.
It is, but beyond individual actions.
Yeah.
Are there any, like, collective efforts or organizations fighting for digital rights?
That's a good question, because it can feel like an uphill battle.
Oh, for sure.
You know, the tech giants have so much power.
They do, and the surveillance state seems to be expanding every day.
It does. It can feel discouraging.
It can.
Yeah.
But there are organizations out there
Okay, good.
doing incredible work.
Like who?
Like the Electronic Frontier Foundation,
Hmm.
the EFF,
Yeah.
The American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU,
Uh-huh.
and Privacy International.
Oh, okay.
They're all fighting to defend our digital rights
Mm-hmm.
and hold corporations and governments accountable.
So supporting those organizations is a good way to make a difference.
It is. It's like joining a movement.
Yeah.
A collective effort to reclaim our privacy.
Right.
And build a more ethical digital future.
So even though it feels like an uphill battle,
yeah,
it's a battle worth fighting.
It is. History is full of examples of people coming together
yeah.
to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges.
And the fight for privacy is no different.
Exactly. It requires vigilance, persistence, and a belief that a better world is possible.
It does. And I want to leave our listeners with a sense of hope and empowerment.
Me too. It's important to remember that change is possible.
Yes.
The Nitrophone is a perfect example.
It is.
We don't have to passively accept the erosion of our privacy.
Right.
We have choices. We have a voice. Mm-hmm. And we have the power to shape the future of technology.
So if you're listening to this,
yeah,
and you're feeling inspired, do something.
Take action.
Take a step, however small,
yeah,
towards reclaiming your digital privacy.
Talk to your friends and family about these issues.
Yes.
Support organizations that are fighting for your rights.
Uh-huh.
And make conscious choices about the technologies you use.
Every action matters.
It does. Every action contributes to the larger movement.
And together we can create a digital world that respects our privacy.
Absolutely.
Empowers us.
Yes.
And upholds our fundamental human rights.
That's a future worth fighting for.
It is. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into the fascinating world of Nitrophone.
It's been a journey.
It has. Thanks for joining us.
And remember,
your privacy matters.
Stay informed.
Stay vigilant.
And stay empowered.